And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grilling Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grilling Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at Gorman's Furniture on 28th Street, right near Breton Road, just a little bit west of that intersection. And I tell you what, we're having the time of our lives out here, man. We got brewers, we got home brewers, and we're sitting on some of the most comfortable patio furniture I've ever had my tushy on. It's a great day. We're in the shade for about another half hour, and then it'll get a little hot out here, just like it's going to be on your deck today. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
What a roll. Holy cow. Having the times of our lives. You should write a song.
Hey. Someone else sing it? We'd be good.
We are hanging out at Gorman's, and we're on 28th Street, right on the corner of Breton and 28th.
I said that. Yep.
And it is a... I know that. Yeah. It is a... It's a wonderful business. I mean, this... I've never been inside until this morning. I'm ashamed to say it. I've driven by a bunch of times and wanted to stop. This was formerly, I believe, had another name, but right now we're going to talk with the star salesman here, Greg. How are you?
I'm good.
So why would somebody want to bother stopping at this big, beautiful store on a day like today?
Well, we're blowing out all our patio furniture that's on the... that we have out on the patio here. They can also special order, you know, other colors, other fabrics.
But you know what goes on in their minds? They drive by a store, and they look at the front of the store, and it's really nice looking. And they've already heard about Gorman's. They know it's like the best furniture in the world here. So they're going to drive by, and they're going to say, man, I can't afford that place. What do you say to that?
Come see. We've got a table with two chairs for $5.79. We have a table with four chairs for $9.99.
I know. That's my point. The prices here are not at all what I expected. I mean, I'm just, you know, telling you the every guy's thought is like you don't feel like you can spend money ever anyway in this economy. But you know what? If you need new patio furniture, you're going to go out and spend $1,000 or $2,000. I mean, if you look at the stuff on this deck right here, you could walk out of here $1,500.
Exactly.
There's gorgeous stuff, not junk.
Nope, beautiful.
It's not a big box store.
Nope, it's custom. It's you know.
Huge selection, too. That's the part that's impressive to me is there's set after set after set out here. Like you said, if you don't like the color that you see, they can order it, get it in here quickly for you, still have a month or two to enjoy it in your backyard. Greg, I got to ask you, are you a grilling guy?
Oh, yeah. I'm a grilling guy.
Okay, so here comes the second question of the quiz. Are you a charcoal guy or are you a gas guy?
I'm gas.
And why is that?
I don't have enough time to...
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's not a bad answer. Many, many people have that same answer is because charcoal takes time. Gas, you're going to work your 10-hour day. You're in retail, probably 12 a lot of those days. You get home, you want to feed the family, maybe have one of these great...
Okay, time out. I smell something.
What do you smell?
BS.
It's not BS.
It's 15 minutes difference, okay?
I disagree.
I don't think it is. It's 15 minutes difference. Your gas grill is going to warm up 15 minutes. A charcoal grill takes a half hour. It's 15-minute difference.
Okay.
It's
well, I'm on the other side of that debate.
You have to actually just put it in your mind that you're going to want to do it. That's all.
Right.
A lot of us have gotten lazy. That's the real truth of it. 57% of the market's gas. Because
I think there's more than that right here at this table.
Click, poof. And you're lit.
Right.
Well, and it's
three glasses of this Hideout, you're lit too.
Yeah. Maybe that's the issue right now. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's all good because a lot of people cook with gas is the issue. You know I prefer charcoal when I have time, but I have gas grills too, just like you do. You made the steaks last night on a gas grill, the Tech.
Okay. Well, that's a difference because I would have done them on charcoal, but I
didn't have the time.
I can't get anything to do steak as juicy as that Tech infrared. Now, the difference there is charcoal gives you infrared also, but there's infrared and convective together.
Okay.
The Tech is 100% infrared, so it's just juicier.
Right.
I don't get the charcoal flavor, but I still get a charbroiled flavor.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys Debate on 107.3 WBBL FM.
Vote for me.
We're live and local at Gorman's on 28th Street near Breton Road, just a little bit west of that intersection. We're sitting out on a beautiful patio.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking to Greg.
Well,
anyway.
and that's fine, but the thing is that there's no wrong
right
answer.
Off the bat, aren't
there's no wrong answer on the charcoal or the gas. I just was
that's
curious
right.
what he did. So, Greg, what is your favorite thing on the grill that you grill at home?
Probably fajitas.
Fajitas?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a unique answer. Now, how do you make fajitas?
Steak?
You do chicken or beef?
I do both.
Do you?
Yeah. I like to do them both at the same time, and then I'll have a wrought iron skillet on a side burner with peppers and onions. And
he's a multitasker.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
You use flank steak?
Not usually.
What kind of what do you throw on?
Whatever my wife has.
Ah, back to the wife.
Yeah. It's a team event.
It's a team event. Yeah. You know?
I think you're kind of violating man law there. You're letting her pick the steak. I'm not going to look in the manual and call you out.
Well,
but
it's part of the meal. See, it's not pure steak.
Okay.
Then I pick. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he gets a pass on that.
Right.
I'll have
he
to
does.
Send that up to committee.
Yeah.
Well, back to your patio furniture. You have a large staff of salespeople here to help out. I went upstairs, and you have I'm going to say 10,000 square foot of racks of fabric samples. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous, yep. It's more designer orientated up there. We have a complete design staff inside. So if you need inside, you know, interior design help, we have people who can do that. Besides the outdoor patio furniture, we've got a great selection inside of leather, fabric, you name it.
So the husband can come down, stop in, pick out the furniture he wants, and then send the missy down to pick out the fabric because it doesn't matter what he says anyway. He doesn't have a say on the fabric.
Most often, no. Yeah. Or he can come in with her and sit in a nice comfy leather sofa and watch the Olympics while she's doing the rest of the picking. So.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. Now, you have Lloyd Flanders, made in Menominee, Michigan. You have Woodard. Where's that from? Owosso?
Owosso.
Yeah.
Owosso. Yeah, another Michigan company. We have Brown Jordan, a little more contemporary look.
Those are three huge names in the casual living industry. Now, your big show's coming up in Chicago, what, month or two? Is that? It was a couple weeks ago already. Yeah, and so every year, like, these new trends in patio furniture come out, and there's a little this or that. You have fabrics also that you can leave out in the rain now.
Leave out in the rain. You just hose them off. We even have some that are sling fabrics with cushions inside that dry real quick, so you can hose them off, or when that thunderstorm comes in Michigan, and they'll be dry in a half hour. So.
And you can sit down without getting a tattoo like we got the other night when
exactly.
we sat on the wet cushions. That's always women love that.
Not really. Not really. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about Bob's been getting that Bowtech out already from Alan Bob Sports, tuning up because deer season is right
around
the corner on October 1st coming up. We're going to talk about some classes that Bob's going to be teaching up at Rockford Ace Hardware. And we're going to have Ben O'Connor from O'Connor's Home Brew Supply here in Grand Rapids talking with us about just how easy it is to get into this phenomenal market that's called brewing your own beer. We had the guys from the Hideout on. They may join us too. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.